The next case is 97-2674, Toledo Bar Association versus David Warren Gatwood. Mr. Gorenz, Judge.
This is Corbin, James Gorenz, and I'm the attorney here today representing the Toledo Bar Association. The Toledo Bar Association filed this appeal due to a penalty that had been recommended by the Board of Commissioners. Three-member panel of Board of Commissioners held a hearing on June 16, 1997 in this matter. David Gatwood did not answer in that case and did not appear. The panel found numerous ethical violations, but then recommended an indefinite suspension due to mitigation evidence that had been presented to a prior panel. They found that David Gatwood's actions arose approximately in the same time period as the prior panel had heard. It is with that conclusion that the Toledo Bar Association disagrees with. I believe a quick review of the chronology of the case will show that not an appropriate opinion by that second panel.
Do you understand the board? He's already under suspension, indefinite suspension. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And the board is recommending an indefinite suspension. Do you know that without any advice as to timing of this? Do they just want us to continue the indefinite suspension he's already under? Do you know or?
No. What the position is that they feel because in the second set of cases in front of the panel. With the addition of the commingling of funds, which was not involved in the first one, and with no evidence of mitigation, that they feel that the appropriate penalty would be disbarment and not indefinite suspension.
The board's recommendation. I asked about the board's recommendation.
The board's recommendation is an indefinite suspension.
Right. And the question is, do you know whether they want us to begin a new term of indefinite suspension?
That was a question that we had. We didn't know if these were to be applied successfully or not.
I guess we would assume that we would, probably. But. Okay.
The first cases that the board heard were in the fall of 1994 and early 1995. They were basically neglect cases, and there was a situation where he did forge an attorney's signature. In the cases that the second panel heard, there were cases in 1996. There were also neglect cases. There were some passing bad check cases. But there was also a case where they found that the attorney had settled a personal injury case in April of 1996. And then on April 18th, forged his client's name, signature, and then cashed that check and misappropriated the funds to his own use. And this court has consistently held that misappropriation, appropriate penalty for that is disbarment. The panel in the case in front of the court today held that mitigation evidence of the fact that Mr. Gatwood was suffering from depression had been presented in the earlier panel. He did, in fact, show up at that first hearing, first panel, and he did have a letter from a treating physician. He did testify himself. He stated that he had been feeling depressed in 94 and 95, and in the middle of 95, had sought medical help. He was going to therapy, he was receiving medication, he was on Prozac, and towards the end of 1995, although he did acknowledge that he never cured from depression, he felt that he had that under control. Going into 1996, he said he was still maintaining his medication, he was still maintaining his therapy, and then in the hearing on the first matter, the only time he ever did appear, which was in May of 1996, he stated that he was feeling as well as he had since he was a young boy. That was also the same month or the month prior that he had forged the check and misappropriated the client's funds. There's the two arguments that we make in the brief that even crediting his depression as a mitigating factor, if you have sufficiently serious and numerous violations as this individual has, that should overcome mental health mitigation evidence. There's also the cases that we cite for the appropriate sanction for misappropriation of funds in regard to duty against his department. There's a few other matters that have occurred, some of which since brief has been filed, this court on December 4th, 1997, found Mr. Gatlin in contempt, failed to comply with the April 30th, 1997 order to turn his license in to file the affidavit of compliance. On April 20th, 1998, there's a motion for order to show cause has been filed. Security fund, failure to reimburse the fund. And then this month, a third panel of the Board of Commissioners issued yet a third indefinite suspension of Mr. Gatwood, where they said that they had received no mitigating evidence, but because the second panel, the one that we're discussing today, had found that he should be indefinitely suspended, they too felt that that should be the remedy or the penalty given to him. In that case, it was two instances of misappropriation of funds. He had settled a case where he was receiving $100 a month, and from the period of March 96 to August 96, $100 payments were made to him, and he just kept those. And there was a situation where in February of 97, he went to a client and said he had a child support case set up for $18,000. The client paid him the $18,000 and product claims taken care of until his vehicle was repossessed. His investigation and ours indicated that Mr. Gatwood did absolutely no contact with anybody in that matter, just kept the $18,000. Mr. Gatwood has received a public reprimand from his court before in, I believe, 1988 in the Toledo Municipal Court affidavit situation, where he was publicly reprimanded, and this court stated that if he were to ever have ethical violations in the future, he should be permanently disbarred. He now has three indefinite suspensions. The last two, where there's been no evidence of any kind of mitigation, and then the last one, including misappropriation of funds, is an order of contempt. He has a motion for order of contempt pending. It's a situation where because I'm assigned to this case, I'm getting phone calls from some of these clients. A lot of them help them out by giving them a contact or kind of security point. These are people who don't understand the indefinite suspension. They do understand this parliament. They feel that helping an attorney who isn't honest be allowed to have any kind of chance of practicing in the future.
Thank you, Mr. Burns. Respondent does not file the brief, raise their argument. The marshal, please adjourn the court.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Office of Supreme Court of Ohio.